Good morning. Where's Roger? Is that right? This morning, when I was laying on the bed thinking of what to write, I reflected on my experience, saying, I woke up this morning and... But I had to laugh, because at the same time I was aware, even dimly aware, but undoubtedly aware, that a part of me didn't wake up, because it couldn't wake up, because it couldn't go to sleep, that it is unchanging. I am still invested in all my doings and thinkings, but at the same time, regardless of me, there is a faint but crystal clear awareness that is sweetly, startlingly untouched. And last night, falling asleep, never has the rain on my roof sounded so soft and tender. Never has my wife lying next to me seemed so beautiful and loving. Never have our intensive house guest seemed so charming and courteous. But none of this matters. All that matters is that beautifully, wonderfully, none of this matters. It is, and always will be, nice to meet you. I thank you for appearing. I pray that wherever you travel, you will never leave. With great love and appreciation. Yes, what a key statement. Even in the beauty, none of this really matters. Our addiction has been to keeping the pleasure of beauty, or the pleasure of the rush, the pleasure of experience, keeping that, amplifying that, not losing that, as if that's what really mattered. And then, of course, when that disappears or changes, there is a sense of loss and desperation and trying to get rid of that, as if that's what really mattered. All the time overlooking the essence of what is true. What matters without mattering. What's true without happening. So I'm often saying, tell the truth, just tell the truth. Just start with the truth. Relative truth will lead you to deeper relative truth. Deeper relative truth will lead you to absolute truth. And there's no end there. The power of the mind, the awesome power of this power called mind, and the power to think and construct and fabricate, is the power to lie. And to lie so subtly that the lie is not seen. It simply operates, or the functioning of the lifetime operates on the basis of an unseen lie. You see, everything can be used as a vehicle for discovering deeper truth, even the lie. What's required is the willingness to be conscious, the willingness to suffer consciously the consequences of the lie, that is, to meet the lie. Because when the lie is met by your consciousness, it reveals the truth. Maybe it's initially another relative truth. It doesn't matter. What matters is the mind is reversed then from its outward trend of building proof and justification for some story. So the choice is then, is your life, this lifetime, this brief lifetime, about a justification for a story of something you think happened once, or something you believe happened, or something you accepted happened. It's your choice, really. But mostly we're uninformed that it's our choice. And so it all goes on mechanically, robotically. And then the suffering and the resistance to suffering and the seeking and the overlooking, all is fueled by this unexamined story, lie, about what happened to whom and what its significance now is. Of course, this takes courage. What's at stake is your whole identity. There's a lot invested in that. It's like asking you to throw away your religion, because it is your religion. And whatever other religions, East or West, have come in, they've only come in really, usually, to serve your religion. It's important to tell the truth. And to see the results of that. And then in that, there can be conscious choice to accept the invitation to stop or to reject it, but consciously. Maybe you're happy with your religion, your me-ism. It's possible, I'm sure. But if you're not, you needn't continue it. I know that there's a whole pantheon of gods and demons connected with it. And the fear is that you will shake up the furies. Yep, that may happen. Papaji said once that when someone begins to awaken, all the gods and demons of the past come to reclaim them. Yes, let them come. What will they meet? Will they meet resistance? Will they meet indulgence? Will they meet denial? Will they meet dramatization? Or will they meet that which is stopped, which is here, willing to meet? Satsang means association with truth. Satsang invites the lie, too, into this association. Because the truth is, nothing survives the truth.